This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee from here at Fort Loramie. We've got girls basketball for you. Tip-off upcoming at 1:30 for the game between the Fort Loramie Redskins and Lima Bath, the two all-time winningest girls programs in Ohio basketball history. The clubs have played each of the last two seasons. They split 2 years ago when Fort Loramie won the state championship. The Redskins won at Lima Bath last year. Lima Bath won a close encounter over Fort Loramie at the Bath Gym. They meet here today. Lima Bath graduated five seniors off that club 1 year ago, Chuck. Lima Bath comes in this afternoon with a 4-4 mark, having lost to Annaba 22 at Anna High School a couple weeks ago. Fort Loramie 4-1, coming off a loss against Anna last Saturday. Should be a fine game here today. Lima Bath has got something to prove. It's a young team. We've highlighted a lot of clubs in the region this year that are undergoing a youth movement. No exception at Lima Bath for 19-year head coach Greg Mock.
Well, you take a look at their roster and their JV team are all freshmen. That's really not something you see very often.
Right.
They only have one senior on the varsity, so yep, it's a rebuilding year. And but you know they're well coached.
Exactly.
And the program has been a dominant program for years, so with the pride's going to keep them going, and they're going to get better and better. It's the kind of game for Fort Loramie that, A, they need to take care of business early and then work on the things like their ball handling and different people on the point and different combinations is what they need to work on today. But they need to take care of it early and get the lead so they can do that.
Redskins lost a nail biter at Anna last Saturday afternoon, a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. I thought Rayanne Fry played extremely well in that game. So did Abby Holdhouse coming up from the JVs. She sparked the Redskins in the second half.
Yeah, she can shoot. She's got really nice range. She's kind of a liability at times defensively, but that's because she has not played the same level. Big difference between playing JV and varsity as far as speed goes. So I think that she is only going to get better and better defensively and offensively. She already is a good basketball player.
Jessica Berger, we'll mention here at the very outset of the webcast, needs, I think, 11 to reach the 1,000 career scoring mark here at Fort Loramie. When she gets within a bucket, we may note it. Won't talk about it again until then. Hopefully she gets it out of the way, maybe as early as the first half, Chuck.
She could get it in the first quarter the way she has the ability to score in bunches.
This Lima Bath program has been phenomenal over the years. I think a half a dozen straight Western Buckeye League championships just in the last couple weeks. Lima Bath was defeated by Ottawa Glandorf. The first loss in conference play suffered by Lima Bath in more than 40 games spanning several seasons.
Yeah.
A stranglehold on that Western Buckeye Conference for girls by Lima Bath in the last numerous seasons. As I mentioned, the two all-time winningest girls programs here in the state of Ohio, Tippecanoe and Berlin Highland, I think are third and fourth in that group. That's pretty good company. When you talk about girls basketball, those names come to mind right away, don't they?
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, and it's fun because we get to see them because Loramie tends to play these teams quite often.
Yes. Yep, sure do. In fact, if Fort Loramie's played Tippecanoe the last two seasons in the opening game, having split with Tippecanoe. Mentioned that Lima Bath did graduate five seniors a year ago. It's a team which advanced all the way to the regional tournament three straight years and I think was beaten out by Toledo Rogers in each of those three seasons. The last two campaigns, Lima Bath recorded, I think, 45, 46 victories combined totally the last 2 years. A lot of wins. It's a storied program, much like Fort Loramie. So it's a real good thing. It's a special afternoon when these two clubs get together.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the last 2 years up in their gym, which is a neat old-time gym to go into anyway.
Yep.
And boy, Bath, those 2 years that we watched, and Loramie won one and they lost one. But Bath, they shoot threes well. They run their offense to perfection, and they play outstanding defense. And I would think we're still going to see the defense today, but maybe the offense is where they've been kind of struggling early in the season.
A cupboard a little bare right now for Lima Bath, which was stumped badly by Fort Loramie in the preliminary game.
Yeah, it's all freshmen. They got freshmen playing a JV schedule. So if they keep their chins up and they realize that some of the thumpings they're getting is just going to make them better, it's not going to be bad for them.
In fact, Coach Mock has not quite settled on a starting lineup for today's game. He mentioned to me three players who would probably be in the opening five. Brittany Ulmer, leading scorer, only 8.5 points a game. That is an indication of how low scoring this Lima Bath's offense has been so far this season. Ulmer at 8.5 a game, a 5'6 senior. She will probably start. Bailey Dakin, a 5'10 junior, will probably start, as will Jaden Hale, a 5'7" sophomore. We'll have to catch up with the other two starters for you in just a few minutes.
Well, I think Dakin, I remember that name. I think she had a sister that played that was pretty good last year.
Yes. Yeah, there have been a series of Dakins the last few seasons at Lima Bath. They've all been very potent offensive scorers. We're about 5 minutes away from the opening tip-off of today's game between Fort Loramie and Lima Bath. Good crowd filing in here on a sunny but cool December afternoon, less than a week before Christmas. Glad you could join us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, a final thought about last night's great game that we webcasted here on Scores Broadcast. Sydney at Piqua. two GWAC North teams a terrific game, and that doesn't do it justice.
No, it was one of the best high school games that I've had the privilege to watch, and like I said last night, it brought me back, because back in the day when Sidney and Pickwell were powerhouses all the time, that the atmosphere in the gym was electric. Sidney brought one heck of a crowd to the gym, and both teams played well enough to win the basketball game, and I'm looking forward to the rematch in February.
February 2nd to Tuesday at Sidney, and we will be there on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks today for our great underwriting sponsors on hand to provide support for our West webcast coverage of this game between Fort Loramie and Lima Bath, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. If you need the right solution for true comfort, check with Tom and Jerry's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships one customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. That's TomJerry's.com. Also, gratitude today to a couple other Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. We salute these anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, soon to be moving to Fort Loramie. Gratitude to Jason Meyer, the owner of AAG Inc. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sidney, south of Anna, Route 25A. When you drop in, say hello to Denny Barker and the gang, and let Denny know that you heard about Barker Insurance right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Holloway Sportswear in Sidney. Duke, Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State all have worn apparel from Holloway in the last decade or so. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center on the air with us since our inception nearly 10 years ago here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you very much, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Sidney Body Car Star on Staley in Sidney, and an additional location now in Troy. Gratitude to all of the staff and associates at Sidney Body Car Star. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district. Wilson Health Sports Medicine on the air with us now for 6 years. Wilson Health Sports Medicine located in Sidney at Wilson Memorial Hospital. And the Sidney Daily News, providing the best local sports page coverage around. We salute the Sidney Daily News. Thanks to Ken Barhorst, the sports editor at SDN. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, Middendorf developing Timber Trail. It's a new subdivision, south edge of Anna. A number of beautiful wooded lots available. Anna Schools, Anna Utilities, near I-75, not far from Honda. Middendorf Builders developing Timber Trail right off 25A, south edge of Anna. Also, Mitch Middendorf will build a customized home for you according to your plan and specifications. Just check with Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sidney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sidney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sidney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sidney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, south edge of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sidney. John gives you his best shot. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, On Time High-Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship too. Don't forget, tonight we're on the air at 7:10 from Minster. Our first look at the Houston Wildcats and the Minster Wildcats. Two cats.
A lot of cats out there tonight.
Indeed. Cats are wild. It is Houston and Minster tonight. Tip-off 7:30. We are on the web at 7:10 tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Upcoming in a few minutes, the opening tip. It's Fort Loramie girls against Lima Bath. That's next. Starting lineups around the corner on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
And they were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie, just seconds away from the start of this game between the Fort Loramie Redskins and Lima Bath. The red and black, the home team being introduced, the Fort Loramie ladies coming out shortly. Katie Horing will start along with Jessica Berger and Holly Fry on the front line, along with Maddie Brandewee and Olivia Quinter. Here's Olivia being introduced now by Assistant Athletic Director Tom Weisner. Quinter, 5'5", and a senior. Maddie Brandewee, a 5'7", senior, opens up in the starting lineup for Fort Loramie. Jessica Berger with 3'3 in her back, number 33, 5 feet 10 inches tall, a senior. Katie Hoying, 5 feet 11 inches tall, a senior. And Holly Fry, a 5'9 senior, rounds out the opening five for Fort Loramie. For Lima Bath, here's the starting five. Haley Garland, a 6-foot junior pivot player, is in the starting lineup, along with Brittany Ulmer, a 5'6 senior wing player, just under 9 points a game. Brittany, the leading scorer for Lima Bath. Jaden Hale, a 5'10 sophomore. Lindsay Singhouse, a 5'11 sophomore. And Bailey Dakin, a 5'10" junior. That's the starting lineup for Ottawa Glandorf, 4-4 on the year. Wins over Findlay, Elida, and two pretty good teams from the Midwest Athletic Conference, Coldwater and New Knoxville. Lima Bath beat the Rangers by a score of 25-22, an extremely low-scoring game. Losses to Anna, as we noted, but 22 points at Anna. Salina, Ottawa Glandorf, and Versailles, that setback by Lima Bath, was suffered at home to the Versailles Tigers. Opening tip to start the game is taken by Lima Bath. Bath, known as the Wild Kittens. They bring it down the floor and throw it away beneath the basket, intercepted by Quinter of Fort Loramie. Long lead out down to Berger. Quickly inside to Fry. Fry strides toward the rim, missed the short bank shot. It rolled off. Scrum on the floor for the rebound. Lima Bath has it. It rolls away from Lindsay Singhouse. She gets it. She's hemmed in the corner and throws it off the leg of Quinter. It goes out of bounds.
Holly kind of short arm. That was a really nice play. Threw her the ball. She didn't extend her arm to shoot it.
No score. We've played 35 seconds. Lima Bath in the road. Light blue. White stripes. White numbers. Some gold piping down the sides of the jerseys and shorts. Fort Loramie, the home white. Black numbers trimmed in red. Red Fort Loramie across the jersey. Here's Lima Bath dribbling top of the circle. It goes to Ulmer off to Singhouse. Stolen away by the Redskins. A tie-up occurs. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. 59 seconds gone. No score. Lima Bath yet to get a shot off. Fort Loramie's had one attempt. Katie Hoying inbounds to Berger in backcourt. Picked up by Jaden Hale. These two teams played the last two seasons, both at Bath. They split. Redskins won in the state championship year two seasons ago. Lima Bath victorious in a game that was tight right to the last couple possessions one season ago. Bad pass by Fort Loramie on the Redskins' possession. Lima Bath with a steal, and there's a palming violation out high against the Wild Kittens, Brittany Homer. She turned it over.
Well, we've got five turnovers and one shot off here in the first minute and a half of the first quarter.
90 seconds gone and no production to show for it on the scoreboard. Berger backcourt to Quinter. Quinter to Berger near side. Midcourt pressure from Bath. Ball dumped into the lane to Hoying. Outside the arc on the right, Quinter. Baseline right to Katie.
Wow.
Katie hits a 15-foot jump shot. Katie Hoying gets Fort Loramie off the snide. 2-0 in favor of the Redskins. Bath into the forecourt. Here's a trap out high against Jaden Hale, and Fort Loramie steals. Taken away by Quinter. Long throw down the floor to Berger. Driving and scoring. Jessica Berger's got the layup. 5:56 left in the first quarter. 4-0 Fort Loramie. And right away, Lima Bath makes a change. Elizabeth Andrews, a 5'9 sophomore, is on the floor in place of Garland. Bath inbounds, deep right corner, taken there by Ulmer. Ulmer tries to throw inside to Andrews. Ball scraped away by Fort Loramie. Bath gets it back on the arc. Here's Dakin.
Oh,
Dakin hands off to Ulmer. Ulmer sets and shoots a high arching three ball straight away, and she swishes it. 4-3, Fort Loramie up a point. 5:35 to go here in the first quarter. Katie Hoying deep in the right corner for Fort Loramie. Rotated on top to Brandewee. Left side of the floor, it goes to Abby Holdhouse, who's checked in now for the Redskins. She fires a 17-footer, hits the ring, bounds away. And we've got a violation or a foul on the rebound.
Well, they called it on Brandewee, and she had to look down at her number to make sure because she didn't do anything to get to create a foul that time.
Abby Holdhouse on the floor for the Redskins, 5'10 sophomore. She has got a huge upside. She's going to be a fine player for head coach Carla Siegel. Brandewee checks out for Fort Loramie. Lima Bath dribbles down the right side of the court. Here's an arm extended by the Bath player, Jaden Hale, as she plows into Quinter, who suffers the call. Defensive foul against Quinter. Clearly looked like an offensive personal foul should have been called there, but the referee was on it, sold it, and we play on. Lima Bath's Ulmer triggers into backcourt, handled there by Hale. 5:10 to go first quarter, 4-3 Fort Loramie. Ball weaved to Heidi Craddock, who's in now, a 5'7 junior. Craddock throws left side of the floor, knocked away by Fort Loramie. It's on the ground. Diving on it, Berger, foul, Lima Bath. And getting set to check in for Fort Loramie is Taylor Gasson, a 5'7 senior. Gasson for Quinter. So it's Holdhouse, Berger, Gasson, Fry, and Hoying on the floor for the Lady Redskins.
Now both Frys are out there.
Uh-huh. Carla Siegel was joking with me before the game. She said she thought she heard a listener say that ScoresBroadcast.com has mentioned one time or another, that the Redskins occasionally have two fries and a burger out on the court at the same time.
I don't remember saying that.
Shot missed by Fort Loramie. Here's Lima Banth with the rebound. Outside the arc on the left, it's Dakin. Dakin jumps and shoots a line drive three ball and nails it. Bailey Dakin hits. Lima Banth's got a 6-4 lead. Fort Loramie down the right side of the court. It goes to Fry in the corner. Sends it back out to Gasson, to Berger between the rings. Jessica hangs on. Near side to Horn. She's doubled. Now Berger top of the key outside the arc on the right. Here is Rayanne Fry on the floor now for the Redskins. Missed it off the back iron. Stick back once, twice, no good. Second shot by Hoing was long. Lima Banth tips it out of bounds. 4:03 to go in the first. 6-4 Lima Banth. Thanks to two threes in this game. One by Brittany Ulmer, one by Bailey Dakin. Ball inbounded to Berger in the paint. She's triple teamed. Brings that out of there to the top of the key. Now to Fry outside the arc on the right. Right back to Berger. Left side pass to Gasson. Berger, top of the key. Foul line. Below it. Bounce pass right corner. Rayanne Fry. Jump shot. Three-pointer. Hit the rim. Bounced away. Rebound Lima Banth. Quickly down the floor. Ulmer. Ulmer leaves it behind her for Jaden Hale, who jumps and shoots a straightaway three. Rim. Backboard no good. Tussle for the rebound. Andrews and Hoing not it up. Arrow favors Lima Banth.
Well, I tell you what, when she let that shot go, I thought there's no way it's going to get to the rim. It almost went in.
6-4, Lima Banth still leads but two. 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. Ball inbounded to Andrews, top of the circle. Outside the arc to Dakin, who drops it down low to Ulmer. Ulmer shot fake, then goes up strong and gets the bounce off the ring. 8-4, Lima Banth. 3:20 left to go, first quarter. Katie Hoing. Outside the arc, near side to Brandewy. Cross-court pass, foul line, open player, Quinter jumping, shooting, hitting. Quinter from 14. 8-6, Lima Banth dribbling fast down the floor. Out of control, Craddock shot blocked, low on the right. Loose ball tipped out of bounds by Lima Banth, Fort Loramie possession.
Nice defensive play by Holthouse that time.
A foul was absorbed on that rebound attempt by Lima Banth's Craddock. 3 minutes to go in the first, 8-6. Lima Banth in the lead, but two. Fort Loramie cut the deficit in half on the last field goal by Quinter. Here's the ball thrown down the floor to Holdhouse against Banth pressure. Right corner, Hoing. On top, Quinter looks for assistance, gives it up to Berger at the center court logo. Right side to Quinter. She's doubled, goes to Hoing, mid-post. She puts it on the deck, she's doubled. Out back to Berger for a three, straight away, off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound to Hale of Lima Banth. She romps down the right side. On a weave, out back to Kennedy Fagan, who's in now, 5'4 sophomore. Cross court to Ulmer, who's got a tendency to often carry the basketball. Ball thrown behind her to Fagan. Jumps and shoots. Far left flank. Three-pointer. Hit the rim. Caromed away. Rebound Redskins. Quinter darts into the forecourt. And we've got a foul against Quinter, who tried to bowl her away to the baseline. Lima Banth player was set. Offensive personal is called. 2:13 to go in the first.
That's two on Olivia.
Olivia with a couple. And the first one on her was a weak call. That one might have been a good one. But she sits with two. 2:04 left to go in the first. Banth with the ball, leading 8-6. Ulmer's right side pass intended for Fagan. Off the mark, goes out of bounds into the Redskins bench.
And you're right, Ulmer carries the ball every time. She's dribbling the ball on top.
Yeah, it's a real lofty dribble, and she gets her hand well underneath the leather. Berger midcourt. Bounces to the right, loops a pass into the corner to Gasson. She's doubled. Very good defense played by Lima Banth here in the opening 6 minutes plus. Here's a drive by Berger. She squeezed between a couple players outside the lane on the right. She's decked. Common foul. And the Redskins will throw in right of the rim. Brandewy, the playmaker. Minute 44 to go here in the first. 8-6 Lima Banth. We've only had 6 field goals in this game so far. Not a free throw has been tried. We've had a grand total of 10 personal fouls so far. Fort Loramie inbounding. Ball lobbed to Holdhouse at the foul line. Here's a J from there. No. Off the back brace. Rebound line to Bath. Scooting down the floor. Fagan in a hurry. Goes all the way to the backboard. Missed the shot wildly. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Redskins come down. Berger tries to throw a pass to the cutting Holdhouse. Deflected by Lamba Bath. And the Wild Kittens get it. Quickly forecourt. Ulmer. Bounce pass baseline right to Singhouse. Tipped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Substitutions come in. Rayanne Fry, Katie Hoying back on the floor. Berger and Holdhouse sit. Minute 16 to go. First period, 8-6, Lima Bath. Near side of the floor, Singhouse to enter. Lobs to midcourt to Hale. Hale gets a high screen. Hale down the right side of the lane, pulls up, looked like she walked. Shot blocked anyway, taken away by Fort Loramie. In backcourt comes Gasson. Flips it to Rayanne Fry in the corner to Gasson. Now it's rotated near side. On the arc handle by Kaylin Lupke, who's in now, 5'6 junior. She pitches it into the paint to Hoying, who's tied up by a Lima Bath player. Redskins keep it on the arrow. Sarah Stang also on the floor for Fort Loramie, a 5'9 junior. Redskins inbound into the paint for Stang. Deflected loose ball baseline right. Picked up by Rayanne Fry, who sinks a 15-footer. And we're tied at 8. Nice field goal by Fry. 42 seconds to go, first quarter. Quinter and Rayanne Fry have scored field goals to tie this contest up. Lima Bath hasn't scored in over 2 minutes. Here's a drive through the lane by Singhouse. Wanted to shoot it with the left hand. Fort Loramie clawed the ball away. It goes out of bounds to the Wild Kittens. 26.2 left in the first. Tied up at 8. Jaden Hale inbounding below the rim, trying to find a teammate. Goes deep in the left corner to Haley Garland, the 6-foot post player. Gives it up to Jaden Hale. Ball rotated near side to Fagan with 14 seconds to go. Fagan to the foul line. Hands off to Dakin, top of the key. Dakin on a weave. Gives it up to Hale, the 3-point shooter. Line drive shot. Boom! She makes it. 3 seconds left in the period. Long throw by Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Lupke. Lupke gets the running shot away. Short of the mark, and the first quarter finishes. Lima Bath 11. Fort Loramie 8 after 1 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambout Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 11-8, Lima Bath over Fort Loramie. We're set to start the second quarter of play. Bath inbounding, far side of the floor. Dakin to Hale. Hale dribbles up over the timeline, picked up by Lupke, 30 feet away. Good defense by Lupke. 5 second count is on. Boy, it seemed to me like 5 seconds elapsed, Chuck. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie. Nice step by the Redskins. Driving layup down the floor. Rayanne Fry, too hard, no good. Rebound shot is in. Abby Holdhouse, Johnny on the spot, trailed the play, got the board, stuck it back through. 11-10, Fort Loramie within 1. Foul against Lima Bath. Holdhouse for the 3-point play, up and in, and we are knotted at 11.
Yeah, they need to pick the pressure back up because Bath does not handle the basketball well at all.
Jaden Hale to midcourt for Lima Bath, guarded by Lupke. goes to the foul line, hands off top of the circle to Dakin. Near side pass, Lindsey Singhouse. Here's a long three-pointer, wide left, no good. Rebound deflected to Berger. Lead out down the floor to Lupke. Lupke to Berger. Left side, Ray and Fry. Good look behind the arc. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Lima Bath. Singhouse has got it. Backcourt to Hale. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Tied at 11. Hale head of the key. Oh, nice pick and roll down inside to Garland. She couldn't hang on, though. Dropped it. Got it back. Spins. It rolls off the iron. No good. Rebounded by Lupke of Fort Loramie. Tied at 11. Up ahead to Berger. Good lob. Fine vision. Great pass by Berger. Fry couldn't convert. Loose ball batted out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Even up at 11. 6:43 to go here in the second quarter. It is a sluggish start offensively to this game, to say the least.
Well, Coach Siegel not happy with what she's seeing out there right now, that's for sure.
Jaden Hale to midcourt for Lima Bath. Pick and roll there with Andrews. She doesn't throw it to her, though. Hale continues to dribble. Outside the arc, near side, it's Ulmer. Ulmer pulls up Rayanne Fry on her. 30 feet away, Dakin's got it. She's netted a three so far in this game. Here's a screen for Ulmer, right wing, jumper, long range, hit the rim, no good. Rebound tied up, and Fort Loramie benefits from the arrow. 6:14 left to go, second quarter. We are even at 11. Inbounding down to her right, Abby Holdhouse. Lima Bath will pick up the pressure at the timeline. Maddie Brandewey at the scorer's table. She'll check back in for the Redskins momentarily along with Taylor Gasson. Here's Berger, high dribble, 30 feet away. Gives it up on the play to Lupke. Back to Berger, who fakes left, goes right. Spin move, foul line, doesn't shoot. Loops it to Rayanne Fry. Back to Berger, high left. Ball thrown into the middle to Holly Fry. Back to the basket. Timeout called by the Redskins. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. We are tied at 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
So many thanks to Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan. That's Route 47 west of I-75. High-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture. Use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service for your convenience free of charge. And take advantage of the 5-star delivery and 30-day guarantee programs at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Berger missed a foul line jump shot off the back rim. Lima Bath quickly down the floor. Here's a three-point try by Bailey Dakin. Swish from long range. She's got two of them.
And they've got four of their five baskets or threes.
Here is Fort Loramie. Deep in the right corner, Rayanne Fry down inside to Holdhouse. Blocked away by Lima Bath. Loose ball. Tied up, and it is Lima Bath's possession. 14-11. In favor of Lima Bath, up three over Fort Loramie. 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Head coach Carla Siegel up on the Fort Loramie bench, not happy with her players' performance
or
the job being done by the referees. No doubt about it. Displeased with both. Top of the key, Hale on a weave, gives it up to Dakin. Berger reaches in. Let's see what has been called. Foul on her, no. A walk against Lima Bath.
I think that's called a makeup call.
Yep, that could have gone either way. Might have been a foul on Jessica that was overlooked. 4:55 to go here in the second quarter. 14-11, Lima Bath. Right side, it goes on the play to Gasson, to Berger. Zip to the near side to Brandewey. Lima Bath played a pretty sticky zone most of this game. Here's Holdhouse in the right corner, dumping it cross court to Grand a week. Down the lane to Berger. Knocked free, but Lima Bath. Wild Kittens on the steal. Up the near side comes Ulmer. Feeds it out back to Jaden Hale. She's on the dribble. Fort Loramie to man-to-man. Here comes the trap. Berger and Gasson on Hale, who gets the pass away into the left corner. There's a free shooter. Line drive triple. Brittany Ulmer, bullseye. She's got it. She's got two threes in this game. 17-11, Lima Bath. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Holdhouse, top of the key, throws near side to Brandewee. Skips it to Gasson. Right corner, Berger. Jumping, shooting, three-pointer, way short. Rebound on the floor. Ulmer's got it for Bath. Bounce pass ahead, kicked out of bounds by Berger. 17-11, Lima Bath. 3:53 left here in the first half. Katie Hoing back in for the Redskins. And getting set to enter is Bailey Dakin for Lima Bath. The timeout is called with Fort Loramie behind by six. 17-11, 3:53 to go until halftime. Gives us an opportunity to tell you all about a couple of our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including M&A Muffler and Tires. Good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. At M&A Muffler and Tires, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy. That's Jeff Gebhardt. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Again, the phone number 937-295-3971. Speak to Geppy Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires. A tire sale you will never get tired of. Fort Loramie looks a little tired on the basketball floor right now. Chuck, Redskins need to pick it up. Only 11 points in better than 12 minutes.
Well, they're struggling against the zone that Bath's playing, and they're getting some good looks, but their shots are just not dropping right now.
Lima Bath inbounding. Ball thrown top of the circle to Dakin. Dakin flips it near side to Jaden Hale. She floats up a high arching three ball, dead center. She's got it. And Lima Bath's ahead by nine. 22-11. 3.5 to go here in the third and the second quarter. Holdhouse has got the ball far left side. Skips it cross court to Berger. Comes back to Holdhouse. She bounces. Lima Bath's zone has been very sticky. Here's a good look by Gasson, top of the key, fires to Berger down low on the right. She left the five-footer short, rebounded by Bath. Here's Andrews, gives it up out back to Hale. Hale looks at the three ball again, misses off the back iron. Rebounded by Berger. Just over three to play, second quarter, Lima Bath up nine. Berger with a lob pass down inside to a teammate. Lima Bath defends and fouls. Hitting the deck was Stang for Fort Loramie. And she was determined to be in the act of shooting. Two free throws, Stang for Fort Loramie. 5'9 junior. Shoots it up and misses it. It's too hard. Fort Loramie struggling at the moment, down by nine to Lima Bath, which throughout its many years of fine success in girls high school basketball has shot the three-pointer extremely well. No change here today. Bath on target from behind the arc. Second free throw, Stang circles the rim twice and comes out. Here comes Lima Bath, forecourt to the right, up and nine. Here's another three-pointer, left side of the floor. Brittany Ulmer, she's got it. And the Wild Kittens are burning up the cords from the three-point land. Wow. Lima Bath shooting it extremely well, scorching the nets behind the arc. Fort Loramie simply not getting out on the shooters, trying to double-team whenever possible. Bath finding the open player. Here's an outside jump shot by Fort Loramie's Kaitlyn Lupke, and she nails it. That's a big goal for the Redskins, who were down 23-11 before that make by Lupke. And then Lima Bath, in its haste to get down the floor, throws the ball out of bounds.
They've got seven threes here in the first half.
Seven threes and 1 2-pointer to comprise the 23-point output. Here's Hoing at the foul line. Shoots a pass outside the lane of the right. 10-foot shot missed by Lupke. Loose ball in the lane. It hits several sets of hands. Goes out of bounds off Holdhaus of the Redskins. Lima Bath possession. 2:05 to go, second quarter. 23-13, Lima Bath. The lead was 12 a moment ago. Deep in the right corner, it's Ulmer. Ulmer dribbles, picks up her dribble. Goes to Andrews, head of the key. Andrews fakes right, goes left. Leaves it out back for Bailey Dakin. Left side of the floor, Jaden Hale. Hale dribbles, weaves with Ulmer. Ulmer hands off on the play to Dakin. Dakin behind the arc, left side to Lindsey Singhaus. Here's Singhaus on a runner across the paint. No good off the back rim. Good-looking shot, wouldn't go. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Into the forecourt, Gasson. Double team near the timeline. Goes to Katie Hoyne. Near side to Brandewee. Back to Gasson on top. Lob to Berger, right baseline. To Gasson in the top of the circle. Jump shot from 18, short. Rebounded by Bath. A minute 10 to go, first half. Driving Andrews down the right side of the lane. Behind the backboard almost. Shot it, hit the rim, no good. Rebounded by Bath in the left corner. 15-footer by Hale, strong. Taken down by Fort Loramie. 58 seconds to go, first half. Redskins still down 10. Only 13 points by Fort Loramie in the first two quarters. Here is the pass to Lupke between the circles. Tried to throw to Brandewee. Broken up on the play by Singhaus. Redskins get it back. Down inside to Hoing. Hoing goes up with force on the shot outside the lane. Missed it hard, but she is smacked. And she'll shoot two. 41.5 to go, first half, 23-13. Lima Bath by 10 over Fort Loramie. Free throw, Katie Hoing, up and in, 23-14. Three straight points by the Redskins. Second shot here for Katie Hoing. One bounce with the basketball. Free throw short, taken down by Bath. Quickly, Dakin into the forecourt. Gives it up to Hale. Hale, far left flank, 25 feet out, looks at the clock, 28 seconds to go. High right, handled by Ulmer. Ulmer in the right corner to Bailey Dakin, on top Ulmer. Hand off to Dakin, 18 seconds left, first half. Brandewee comes out to check Dakin. Here's a double team to a Lima Bath player. Fort Loramie all over the dribbler, Lindsey Singhaus, who tried to step through it and walked.
She got the ball stuck on the defender that time, and that's the reason she couldn't step through. She tried to do the right thing.
13.6 to go here in the first half. Fort Loramie needs a bucket here. Berger romps down the right side, triple teamed, gives it to Lupke. Near side to Brandewee, 7 ticks to go. Skip pass, cross court to Berger. Line drive jumper, 3-point territory, short. Rebounded by Bath with 2 seconds left. Here is a midcourt heave in the air by Ulmer, no good. And the first half closes out. Not played well by the Fort Loramie Lady Redskins. Only 14 points for Fort Loramie in the first 16 minutes. Lima Bath's biggest lead was 23-11. It's 23-14 here at the intermission break. You must check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's smiling today still because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's GeyersInc.com. 23-14, Fort Loramie down 9. Our halftime report is coming up after a few messages. It's brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 9-point lead, Lima Bath over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. The Redskins trail Lima Bath 23-14 here at the halftime break. Quite a surprising score. Fort Loramie very sluggish offensively against the Lima Bath zone, which has thrown a net around the Fort Loramie offense. Through the first two periods of this game, Fort Loramie scored the last 3 points of the second quarter. Redskins once trailed by as many as a dozen. It's now a 9-point deficit at the halftime break. Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not heard of Brookins, it has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. That's right. That's tonight, Saturday, at Brookins. It's the pork chop special. Your food is always cooked fresh. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is available, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to you and small businesses. Adam provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, virus, spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones and handhelds, also iPads and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions, high-quality computer service. He's prompt, on time. Phone 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Again tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, the Houston boys at Minster, tip off 7:30. Webcast time 7:10 tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Then don't forget, next week we've got a couple of games for you on Tuesday and Wednesday. We've got a big Shelby County League contest at Jackson Center on Tuesday night. It is Rushi at Jackson Center. Both the Raiders and Tigers won last night, a close call for Jackson Center at Fairlawn. Tigers pulled it out in two overtimes. Rushi defeated Houston by 15. So the two undefeateds in the league, Rushi and Jackson Center, lock horns on Tuesday. Tip off at 7:30. We are on the web at 7:10 on Tuesday night on scoresbroadcast.com. And then we have Rushi in action on Wednesday next week. That's 2 days before Christmas. Minster at Rushi should be a fine game. On the air at 7:10 again, tip off 7:30. That's next Wednesday. Minster at Rushi Boys here on scoresbroadcast.com. Then we take a break all the way to the week following Christmas. We pick up action for you again on Monday and Tuesday before New Year's, following the Christmas holiday. We've got Bodkins at Minster, a boys game for you on the Monday after Christmas, and potentially two games for you on the Tuesday after Christmas. We understand that the Maysville at Fort Loramie girls game will tip at 4 on that Tuesday, and then that night we'll have the first round of the Versailles Holiday Tournament for you. A tip off 8 o'clock, Anna boys against Versailles. The week I am talking about is the week of December 28th. Bodkins at Minster on Monday, December 28th. And then on Tuesday, December 29th, Maysville at Fort Loramie Girls, a 4 o'clock tip in the afternoon. And then that night, Anna at Versailles in a holiday tournament game, tip off at 8 on Tuesday night, December 29th. Here at Fort Loramie, the Redskins trail Lima Bath 23-14 here at the halftime break. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. That's TomJerry's.com. Many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on Scores Broadcast, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, soon to be Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around, and also Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf, the developer for Timber Trail, a new subdivision south edge of Anna. Middendorf Builders will also customize a home to your plan and specifications. Middendorf can construct a beautiful home for you and develop your site at Timber Trail, south edge of Anna. All set to go, starting the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com, with Lima Bath leading Fort Loramie by a 23-14 score. It is Quinter, Brandewee, Gasson, Hoing, Berger out there for Fort Loramie to start. Redskins down 9. The difference has been as many as 12. Here's a pass to Berger in the left corner, deflected. It goes into the lap of Katie Hoing, who drops in a short bank shot. Good start to the second half for the Redskins, who are now down 23-16. Lima Bath, forecourt to our left. It is Hale. Hale gives it up, deep right corner. Here's a line drive, three ball by Ulmer. She's got it. Three triples for Brittany Ulmer. Boy, she has been on fire.
She's got a quick release. They just need to be able to find that young lady.
Leading scorer on the year for Lima Bath at just over 8 a game and she has got 9 already to exceed that. Quickly, Fort Loramie, four-court right, Taylor Gasson left open, and she hits a 16-footer, a big goal by Gasson.
She's got 14 so far, Ulmer.
Ulmer with 14 points. She's got a series of threes and a big two-pointer. Here's a tie-up at midcourt as Lima Bath races down. Fort Loramie gets a hand in there, knots up the player dressed in blue, and Fort Loramie gets it thanks to the arrow. Redskins playing with a little more purpose now at the start of the second half.
I'm sure there was a little discussion about that at halftime. Coach Siegel was not happy.
Outside the arc, near side is Gasson. Right corner, Katie Hoing. Back out to Gasson. Between the rings it goes to Quinter. 26-18 lead for Bath. Deep left corner, Berger. Berger throws toward the post to Hoing. Batted, goes out of bounds by Lima Bath's Dakin. The zone defense for the Wild Kittens has been rock solid here this afternoon.
I don't think I've ever seen Berger quite this ineffective in a half.
Outside the arc on the right, it is Quinter. Quinter goes down inside to Katie Hoing. She gets loose and scores from 5 feet away. Two nice buckets by Hoing to start the second half for Fort Loramie. 26-20, Bath by 6. Here's Hale at midcourt for Lima Bath. Dribbles down the right side. Spin move. Guarded by Quinter. Hale shakes free. Looping, running. One-hander. Good. Nice play by Jaden Hale. 28-20 in favor of Bath. Quickly, Fort Loramie. Four-court left. It's Brandewee. Jump shot. Left-handed. Short. No good. Rebound. Berger on the rim and off. Knocked out of bounds by the Redskins. Lima Bath with a change. Coming back in, Lindsay Singhouse for the six-footer Garland. Rayanne Fry in for Fort Loramie, which has Fry and Quinter at guards. Up front, Holdhouse, Brandewee, and Berger. Here's Fort Loramie pressuring now. 70 feet for the basket. Dribbling is Hale up the right side. Top of the key, down the lane. Bounces left corner for a teammate. Fort Loramie gets hands on it, and it's ruled a jump. Lima Bath ball left of the goal. Jaden Hale will throw in. Bath by 8. 2 minutes, 20 seconds gone, third quarter. Inbounded left side of the court. Hale, deep three, grazed the rim. Rebound Redskins. Pass looped to Berger down the right side. Berger holds on. Goes to Quinter, dribbles, foul line, 13-footer, short, goes out of bounds. Lima Bath didn't deflect the shot. It was ruled short, no touch by the opponent, and Bath brings it down. 5:20 left to go in the third. Pressure by Fort Loramie. Redskins need to get a steal or two. Zipping down the court, Dakin on a weave, out back to Singhouse. He goes on the play to Ulmer. She streaks through the lane, hands off to Hale. Hale left side of the floor, high arching three, hit the rim, no, rebound Berger. To Quinter, loops it to Rayanne Fry, and she can't hang on to the pass. It goes out of bounds. Substitution, Lupke will check in for Fry for Fort Loramie. 5 minutes even left here in the third. Or I should say Brandewee comes off the floor. Pressure applied by Fort Loramie, 10 players in backcourt as the Redskins try to hasten the tempo. It goes to Ulmer. Ulmer with a high dribble, stops in backcourt, hands off to teammate Dakin. Dakin all the way to the top of the key, then retreats. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie still behind by 8. It has been as many as a dozen. Near side pass, Dakin dribbles, foul line, leads a teammate into the right corner, too far, goes out of bounds. Intended for Jaden Hale. Holly Fry, who's been out of this game for several minutes, overlapping the second and third quarters, is back in.
Well, Coach Siegel is absolutely trying, searching for a combination that's going to get this thing going.
Redskins need a player or two to step up and ignite this offense. Down to 4.5 to go third quarter. Berger head of the key. She's been limited, Chuck, to how many?
Jessica's got 2.
I recall just the 1 field goal. Here's Berger off balance in the lane. Good defense by Bath. Forces it, no good. Rebound Holly Fry right in front. She's on the floor after shooting it. Fouled and will get 2 at the stripe. Andrews picks up foul number two for Lima Bath. Holly Fry's got a pair at the stripe. Deep knee bend, first shot, no good, too much length on it. Redskins have been stymied offensively in this game, only 20 points in nearly 20 minutes. Free throw, Holly Fry, no good, too hard again. Good screen off on the play by Ulmer, who got the rebound. She strides down the floor, makes a beautiful bounce pass, threading the needle to teammate Jaden Hale, who makes a fine driving layup. Outstanding breakaway by Lima Bath. Beautiful three-on-two action down the floor. And Lima Bath simply has outplayed Fort Loramie thoroughly here this afternoon. Deep in the left corner, Fry on top. Holly gives it up to Rayanne. Right baseline holdhouse. Back to Rayanne. Now to Berger. Berger to Rayanne Fry. Jumping, shooting, a long three ball. Buries it from distance. 30-23. Lima Bath lead. Trim from 10-7. 3:40 left to go, third quarter. Here's a near steal by Rayanne. It is taken away by her. Out high. She barges down the floor, lost it. Berger runs after it. Redskins still have it. Rayanne Fry trying to provide the spark for Fort Loramie. Here's the ball dumped by Rayanne. Down inside to Holly. Misses the bank shot and goes over the shoulder, trying to snare the rebound. 3:27 remaining here in the third quarter. Lima Bath 30, Fort Loramie 23. Kind of a shocking score. Fort Loramie didn't play very well at all for the first half against Anna. Picked it up in the second half. Redskins playing more poorly today than they did against the Rockets a week ago. Midcourt dribbling Ulmer. Ulmer retreats into backcourt. Pressure on by Fort Loramie. Ball looped up ahead to Andrews for Lima Bath. She darts down the court. Shows a nice spurt. Goes all the way into the lane and scores. Good play by Andrews. On the run for the Redskins. Or I should say for Lima Bath. And the lead is 9 for the Wild Kittens. 32-23 with 3:01 remaining. Fort Loramie has the ball knocked out of bounds in the right corner. Quinter will trigger. Jessica Berger stymied with 2 points. It's inbounded to her. Open look, 18-footer hit the rim, bounce back, tie up on the rebound, a foul called. No, it's a jump, and Fort Loramie keeps it. Jessica Berger and the Fort Loramie offense thwarted big time here today by the Lima Bath zone. 32-23, Bath leads. Inbounding right of the basket, Quinter for the Redskins. Out back to Berger, who catches, and then she's tripped. Foul against Craddock of Bath. We're all the way down to 2:57 remaining in the third quarter. Team foul 5 on Lima Bath. Fort Loramie will inbound it. It goes to Berger between the rings. Jessica on the bounce. Zone defense by Lima Bath has been stellar. Skip pass, left side, Berger. Berger, three-pointer in the air, wide right, goes out of bounds. Foul called against Lima Bath, which tried to fight through a screen. It wasn't on the Berger shot. It was away from where the ball was. And the Redskins retain possession. Ball inbounded to Holdhouse at the foul stripe. Starts a drive down the left side of the lane. Running jumper, hit the back iron. Rebound Andrews, Lima Bath. Foul, Holly Fry, Fort Loramie. 2:43 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie needs a lift from someone. A player or two need to step up. Holdhouse is on the bench now. Katie Hoying, Holly Fry, Rayanne Fry, Quinter, Berger on the court for the Redskins. Inbounding in backcourt. It is Heidi Craddock up the floor to Ulmer. Bounce pass, baseline right, intended for Hale, intercepted by Fort Loramie. Taken away by Rayanne Fry. Up ahead to Quinter, to Berger. Left side, doesn't shoot, enters the lane. Now to Rayanne on the arc. 2:26 left in the third. Into Holly Fry. She's surrounded by two players. Stolen, nice steal. Taken away by Craddock of Lima Bath. Quickly up the floor to Ulmer, who stumbles into the lane and travels. And Fort Loramie simply has to start capitalizing on empty possessions for Lima Bath. 2:16 to go here in the third quarter, 32-23. Lima Bath over Fort Loramie by 9. Lima Bath has on the floor at the moment Jaden Hale out front in the zone along with Heidi Craddock. Six-footer, a junior, Haley Garland in the post now. Dakin and Ulmer, the other two players. Fort Loramie works the ball around, and we've got a holding foul. Stang is checked, baseline right. I may have mistakenly said a few minutes ago Lima Bath had 5 team fouls. I was wrong. They've got 4. Ball thrown into Berger, foul line, starts down the lane, coughs up the basketball. Was it deflected? Yes. Lima Bath got a piece of it. One referee said it goes Wild Kitten's way. The other official got it changed. Fort Loramie inbounding goes to Katie Oing in the right corner. On top to Berger. Berger looks down inside for a teammate. We've got a moving screen on the Redskins. Minute 57 left. Third quarter. Katie Oing picked up the foul. 10 players in backcourt as Bath enters. Fort Loramie trying to pick up the pace of this game. Ball knocked free. Good steal by Fort Loramie. Ray Ann Fry tipped it to Berger. To Quinter. Cross court to Ray Ann. A minute 48 to go in the third. 32-23 Lima Bath. Quinter on top against the zone. Near side to Katie Hoing. Back to Quinter. Quinter on the bounce. Still dribbles to Ray Ann Fry. His own defense by Lima Bath shifting to the far side of the floor very nicely. Berger's covered up. She's got to give it up to Quinter between the rings. Outside the arc to Fry. Left corner. It goes on the play to Stang. Stang to Quinter. Quinter off balance. Drives in the lane. Shot deflected. No good. Rebound out inside by Stang. Missed the bunny. Stick back. And Lima Bath has got the board. Fort Loramie has a lid on it from short range. Here's a deep three right side of the court. Quick shot by Craddock of Lima Bath online. Then a ricochet off the back rim, tie up on the rebound, and let's see what develops. Ball out of bounds to Lima Bath with 1:02 to go in the third. We are stuck at 32-23, Lima Bath up 9. Baseline right of the basket, Hale lobs into Garland. Garland to the three-point shooter, right wing, it's Hale. Air ball, no good, rebound for Loramie. Long lead out down the floor to Holly Fry. Knocked away by Lima Bath. It's on the deck. A scrum for it. And we have another jump. Fort Loramie benefits from the arrow. 49.5 to go in the third. 32-23 in favor of Lima Bath. Each team has tallied 9 in the third quarter of this game. Lima Bath held a dozen-point lead late in the second stanza. And Berger gets a respite here at the end of the third quarter. She's on the bench. Ball inbounded to Gasson straight away, 25 feet out. Loops it left side to Lupke, back to Gasson, near side Quinter. Fort Loramie has no answer against the zone right now. Right corner holdouts. Skip to the left side to the jump shooter, Lupke. Lupke from 12 hits it. Oh, that's a big boost for Fort Loramie.
She's got 6. She's doing a nice job off the bench.
Kaylin Lupke trying to inspire her teammates. 7-point lead, Lima Bath. 18 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a near steal by Holly Fry at midcourt. And then I think she undercuts a Lima Bath player.
Well, it was one of those where they're both going for the ball, but because she fell over top of her, it would have caused a travel, so they had to call the foul.
Yep. 13.3 remaining in the third. Fort Loramie trying to get points from guards. Gasson, Quinter, Lupke contributing. Redskins still down 7. Excellent defense here as Lima Bath cannot get it in play. 5 seconds ticked off against Singhouse. And Fort Loramie's got the ball far side of the court. 13.3 to go third quarter.
And Berger's back in the game for offense here in the last 13-3.
We'll take a LaCal Equipment 60-second break at the end of 3 periods. Redskins with the ball on the arc. Dribbling is Quinter. Steers off toward the corner. Foul, Lima Bath with 9.8 to go. Third quarter. Lima Bath ahead by 7. Inbounding Fort Loramie's Lupke. She looks, trying to find someone. Goes to midcourt to Quinter. With six to go. Quinter still 30 feet out. Now to Lupke. Right corner, Berger jumping, shooting a long three ball, banged off the iron. Weak side rebound, Holly Fry overshoots at the buzzer, and the third quarter closes. The zone defense from Lima Bath is causing some horrific shooting from Fort Loramie here today. 7-point lead Bath after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee here at Fort Loramie. We're about set to start the fourth quarter, and the Redskins have got to kick it into gear because Lima Bath has played well and owns a 7-point lead. We start fourth period action. Wild Kittens throw it inbounds, and Fort Loramie gets a piece of it. It's deflected to Berger. Down the floor to Quinter. She jacks up a three straight away. No. Rebound Hoing down inside. She's clamped on the wrist by a Lima Bath player while shooting, and she's awarded two. Katie Hoing has had a good game here today for Fort Loramie. She shoots the free throw, hits the rim, and kicks to the right.
And that makes Loramie 2 of 8 from the free throw line. And Bath is, I mean, they're shooting nothing but three-pointers, but they haven't gone to the free throw line today.
Second free throw, Katie Hoing way short again. And Lima Bath gets the carom. It's Andrews, who's played nicely off the bench for the Wild Kittens. She gobbled up the rebound, fed it to Hale. Hale into the forecourt. Tries to dump it to Andrews. Good play by Lupke, who knocked it away. Lupke up to Quinter. Quinter darts down the right side of the lane. Running bank shot, no good. Rebounded Berger in the paint. Missed it, but a foul on Lima Bath. 32 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie still behind by 7. Fort Loramie needs to start shooting free throws much better. And Berger short arms it, no good. Hit the rim, bounced right back to her.
2 for 10.
10 free throws tried, but Fort Loramie only 2 made. Now 3 for 11 as Berger sinks it. Redskins within striking distance, down only 6. 7:24 to go, fourth quarter. As bad as Fort Loramie has played, the Redskins still have an opportunity. Outside the arc, right wing, it's Dakin. Dakin on the dribble for Lima Bath. Team foul situation, 5 on Bath, 3 on the Redskins. Here's Ulmer between the rings. To the right to Dakin. Lima Bath patiently attacking, trying to milk the clock a little bit. Behind the screen, it's Ulmer. And she picked up her pivot foot and walked. She's got a tendency to do that. Redskins need to capitalize on empty Lima Bath possessions.
Well, they've turned it 18 times, and Loramie's only turned it over 5. That's probably why it's only a 6-point game.
Far right wing, it's Berger. Out back it goes to Quinter. Long lob, baseline left. Brandewee open from 12. Favorable roll, and it is in. I said Brandewee. I should have said Lupke, yep, who off the bench has got 8. Wow, what a game for Caitlin Lupke. The senior has really starred today for Fort Loramie. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Redskins within 4. Ball thrown left side to Hale. Hale's got a good look. She's behind the arc. Lets it fly. Bullseye. She hits. Oh, what an answer. Here's Berger zipping down the floor for Fort Loramie. It's stripped. She got it back. behind the arc. Berger lets it fly around and out. No good. She's on the floor, fouled while shooting the three. No, it's determined to be after the shot, and ball out of bounds.
It'll be a 1-1.
The official motioning to the side of the floor, then looked at the scores table, which signaled 1-1, and Fort Loramie's got to cash in. And Berger swishes. Fort Loramie back within six, 35-29.
This has got to be where Jessica takes the game over if they're going to win this thing.
Second free throw, Berger. One bounce on the floor, up and good. 35-30, Lima Bath leads. Understand that Anna leads Marion Local by 8 early on in the fourth quarter at Maria Stein. Dribbling up the left side of the floor comes Ulmer. Ulmer finds a teammate down low. It's Garland who's loose for the layup as Lima Bath beat the pressure. Redskins down 7. Berger attacking. Other way for Fort Loramie. All the way to the cup, around and out. No good. It wouldn't go. Did everything but trickle down through. Circled the cylinder twice. Came away to Lima Bath. 5:40 left to go in the fourth. Bath up 7. Near side, it's Hale. Hale is corner, but two players, and Lima Bath gets a timeout. 5:37 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie behind by 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, it's Lima Bath 37, Fort Loramie 30. Chuck, you're so right. Jessica Berger's got to turn it on here at crunch time.
As he had that good take to the basket that last time, it just wouldn't go down. She is shooting in some hard luck, but I will give credit to Lima Bath. They've done an outstanding job defensively.
Yep, Redskins have had a number of shots right around the basket. I can think of at least 5 or 6, virtually point-blank range. They've done everything but go in. Lima Bath inbounds. Fort Loramie pressure being applied. The Redskins have a ring around Jaden Hale, who took the inbounds pass. Hale tries to bounce it to a teammate, and it hits the stripe out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
And they've got 4 timeouts. That's right in front of the coach. I'm surprised he didn't call a timeout there.
Far left wing, it's Berger. Out back to Quinter. Back to Berger. Left corner. Goes baseline. Running one-hander. Short, no good. Oh, look at Lupke get the rebound. Couldn't get it to drop. Berger snared it. Jessica down the lane all the way to the rim. Blew a gimme right in front. Rebound knocked out of bounds in the corner. The Lima Bath.
Wow.
There is simply a lid on the hoop right now for Fort Loramie.
This is in their heads right now. You can tell by the way they're shooting the basketball. I've never seen Jessica Berger shoot the ball like this.
Quinter, top of the key, gives it up to Lupke. Lupke has given Fort Loramie spark today. She has starred. What a game by Caitlin Lupke of the Redskins. I mentioned she was a senior. I was wrong. She's a junior and has played extremely well. But without her, Fort Loramie would be out of this game for sure. Here's a cross-court pass intended for Berger, wide of the mark, but she runs it down. Kudos to junior Caitlin Lupke. Fine performance by her. Here's Berger, tied up, baseline right, 2 players on her. Open player, cross-court, baseline left, Lupke jumping, shooting, no good. Berger with the rebound, she's hammered. 4:32 to go, fourth quarter, 37-30, Lima Bath. 2 more free throws, Jessica Berger. Head coach Carla Siegel keeping Holdhouse, the sophomore, Lupke, the junior, on the floor. Free throw, Berger, up and in, 37-31, Lima Bath. Holly Fry back on the floor now, along with Katie Hoing. Lupke and Brandewee come off. Rayanne Fry in for Quinter. So it's Rayanne Fry, Holdhouse, Berger, Holly Fry, and Hoing. Free throw, Jessica Berger. It lips the rim, comes out to the right. Rebound snatched on the play by Singhouse of Lima Bath, which still leads by 6. It's been as many as 12. Here comes Bath up over the timeline, dribbling a Singhouse. Loops it right corner to Ulmer. Ulmer darts through the lane. Fort Loramie gets a mid on it. Tie up. And the arrow favors Fort Loramie. Redskins ball. Yep, Lima Bath with a few empty possessions here. Fort Loramie trying to sneak right back into the thick of this game. Redskin ball down by only six. Here's Berger. Loops a pass ahead to Ray Ann Fry. Cross court look for teammate Abby Holdhouse. Five-footer block. No foul call. Rebound right corner out of bounds off the Redskins. Personal foul on Fort Loramie. Team's fifth. Lima Bath has committed nine. Fort Loramie in the double bonus from here on. Pressure in backcourt. 10 players this side of the timeline. Lima Bath gets it up to Ulmer against Holdhouse. Ulmer streaks down the left side, stops, circles on top. Ulmer still dribbling. Skips into the lane, hands it back to the three-point shooter, Lindsay Singhouse, who traveled. Lima Bath has made the mistakes, Chuck, enough of them to allow Fort Loramie to get back into this game and overtake the Wild Kittens, but the Redskins simply cannot capitalize often enough.
21-5 turnover advantage for Fort Loramie.
My goodness, amazing stat. Good look by Berger, throws to Holdhouse, baseline left, a floating 16-footer dead center. Nice shot by Holdhouse. Timeout called by Fort Loramie, which is within four on the Big J by Abby Holdhouse with 3:40 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. These three are on the air with us here on Scores Broadcast for Fort Loramie games only. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Lima Bath with 3.5 to go. Nurses a 4-point lead. Fort Loramie with pressure in backcourt. Lima Bath running out of time. 10-second count is on. And head coach Greg Mock gets a timeout. And sooner or later, Chuck, a rule is going to be put into play allowing you only the seconds left on that 10-second count when you come back on the floor after the timeout.
I think that would be a good rule change, and I also think that the college game took away the coach being able to call timeouts. I think high school needs to go back to the player on the floor has to be able to call the timeout also.
Agreed. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left. Lima Bath got the timeout called in the nick of time. That 10-second count was up to at least 7 or 8. And now Bath, once the Wild Kittens get it in, will have a full 10 once more. 8 players in backcourt retreating toward the wrong basket. Is Jaden Hale. Hale up the right side. Here's a telegraph pass near side to Ulmer. She spun around by Holly Fry and fouled.
Holly was about a half a step away from making a great play.
Yep, if Holly Fry is there a fraction of a second sooner, it is a theft and a driving layup. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Lima Bath up 4 with the ball in backcourt. It is Craddock. Craddock dribbles right down the middle. Into the teeth of the Fort Loramie defense. It's stripped, taken away by the Redskins. Berger at midcourt. 3 minutes, 4 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. 37-33, Lima Bath. With the ball, Berger. Near side, Holdhouse. Gets a screen from Fry. Telegraph pass back to Berger. Picked off. Intercepted by Hale. Hale to Ulmer. Foul against Fort Loramie. 1-1 for Jaden Hale of Lima Bath, which leads by 4, 37-33, 2:55 to go here in this game. Lima Bath has scored just 14 points in the entire second half so far. Fort Loramie 19. It has not been a second half with a lot of scoring, that's for sure. Big 1-1 situation for Lima Bath's free throw shooter, Brittany Ulmer, and she drops it in. Huge make right there. She earns the bonus. It hits the back iron, no good. Rebound Katie Hoying of Fort Loramie. She reached up and speared it. Gave it off to Berger. Forecourt right on the run around Andrews. Running one-hander, yes! Amazing shot and a foul. Maybe that will ignite the Redskins' attack.
Jessica, good take.
Berger with a big smile on her face. Unorthodox play. She slipped down the right side of the lane, got behind the backboard almost, scored it, was bumped. 38-35, Lima Bath, free throw, Berger, short, no good. Rebounded by the Wild Kittens. Up the floor to Ulmer. Ulmer's doubled, throws it to the right side of the floor, intended for Craddock, a push against Fort Loramie. 2:37 remaining in this game. The fouls mount up both ways. Fort Loramie in the double bonus. That's eight on the Redskins. Bath must shoot the 1-1 again. Craddock at the stripe. Just over 2.5 to go. Fort Loramie behind by three. Redskins getting ever closer. Free throw lofted in. Nice soft touch by Craddock of Lima Bath. 39-35 in favor of Bath. Second free throw, one bounce, in again. Lima Bath inches the lead, back out to 40-35. Long throw down the floor to Rayanne Fry off her fingertips. Lima Bath's got it. Errant pass. Here come the Wild Kittens, forecourt right, it's Homer. Circles the wagons, back out to Hale. Collision occurs, foul Fort Loramie. 1-1 for Jaden Hale. The last of the 1-1s for the Wild Kittens, who lead it by five with 2:23 left in the fourth. How many points now for Jessica Berger, Chuck?
Eight.
She's got eight. Needs a couple more baskets to get to 1,000 in her career. Significant 1-1 try here by Lima Bath, which leads by 5, 2:23 to go. Shot no good. Rebound by Lubke. Foul Andrews of Lima Bath. Lubke with the double bonus at the Fort Loramie end.
That was a silly foul.
Sure was. Caitlin has played very well coming off the bench for Fort Loramie today. Redskins would not have a chance to win this game without Caitlin Lubke this afternoon. Double bonus for Caitlin. Key shots. First in the air, nothing but net. Cool as a cucumber. 40-36. 4-point lead, Lima Bath. Gasson comes off. Quinter and Fry on the floor with Lubke, who fires again. Got it again. The lead is three for Lima Bath. 2:19 to go, fourth quarter. Backcourt dribbling. It's Dakin up the right side. Not to the timeline yet. Now fires a pass to Ulmer. Ulmer picks up her dribble 30 feet away. Fort Loramie doubling when the Redskins get the chance. Handoff on the play to Dakin. Dakin on a weave to Ulmer. Throws it right side to the jump shooter. Craddock behind the arc. Missed a long one. No good. Rebounded by Holdhouse.
Wow.
That was a quick shot to Lima Bath, which the Redskins like to see.
That was a thank you very much if you're a Redskin.
Indeed. Fort Loramie's got the ball, a chance to cut it to one or tie it with a triple. High right Fry. She's left open. Guns the three ball. No good. Hit the rim. Caromed out of bounds. Rayanne Fry wasn't guarded real well. Looked for somebody to whom to pass it. No one came toward her. She triggered the shot. Lima Bath possession. 90 seconds left. Double team in backcourt. Dribbling up the right side, Dakin for Lima Bath. Still not at the timeline. Lima Bath got to use another timeout, and they get it done. 1:30 to go in this game. Lima Bath 40, Fort Loramie 37. An opportunity for us to tell you all about one of our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper at M&A Muffler and Tires. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics. Free pickup and delivery for your convenience at M&A Muffler and Tires. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the air with us, too, here on ScoresBroadcast.com. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Customer pricing and financing, super deals. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online as well. That's GeyersInc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Lima Bath possession, 10 players, rear side of the timeline. Here's a long heave down the floor for Craddock. She catches in the lane. Off balance layup, no good. Rebounded by Andrews, stolen by Berger. Berger yanked it right away from her. Lima Bath bench wants a foul, no call. Berger up to Quinter, 30 feet out, a minute 15 to go. Redskins down three. Left side, Lupke. Straight away, Berger. Berger checked by Hale. Spin move, Berger in the lane. It goes baseline left for Lupke, deflected by Bath, goes out of bounds. Off the Wild Kittens, Fort Loramie ball, down three, a minute three to go.
Well, this is what we've seen and talked about all season so far with Loramie. They're very shaky with the basketball on the perimeter.
Abby Holdhouse checks in, Rayanne Fry on the floor, Gasson and Lupke out. Deep left corner, Holdhouse flips it inbounds to Quinter, 30 feet away. Lima Bath in that solid zone. It's been tough all day long. Ball looped to Berger, baseline right, around one player, another. Short on the leaner. Loose ball off Andrews of Lima Bath, out of bounds. Redskins get a reprieve. Fort Loramie still got it. 51.9 to go in the game. Fort Loramie behind the three.
She's not shooting the ball. She's trying to guide the ball up there. I've never seen her shoot the ball quite like this.
Quinter inbounding, lobbing, top of the key, Holdhouse down the left side of the lane, running bank shot, no good. Rebound knocked out to Berger. Redskins possession continues unbelievably. It's been a long one. Numerous shots. Redskins still trail by three. Three-pointer Berger in the air. 24-footer right flank. Short, no good. Rebound of a Lima Bath, taken down by Dakin. Dakin in backcourt to Hale. 28 seconds to go. Hale is doubled and fouled right in front of the Lima Bath bench. Lima Bath trying to make it two in a row over Fort Loramie, winning last year at Bath in a game that was tied with 4 minutes left. Fort Loramie scored the first 2 points here today, trailed a few baskets later at 6-4, and has not gotten even since. Double bonus, free throw, Dakin in and out, no good. Still a three-point game. That shot is in, it's a four-point game. That makes it a two-possession contest. 26 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Up the floor to Berger, right corner. Two players guard her. A running one-hander from 10 feet, shy of the mark, no good. A defensive foul. She was tagged right on the wrist. Good spin move by Jessica. Boy, she attracted a crowd. And she is at the free throw line with two coming. 20.2 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lima Bath hangs on to a four-point lead.
She's missed her last two free throws. She needs to knock both of these down.
Jessica Berger's got to hit a couple. Fort Loramie needs a stop. Free throw Berger, short. Hit the rim, deflected right back to her. 20.2 left. 41-37 Lima Bath. Second free throw by Berger. One, two bounces on the floor. Shot up and short again. Rebounded by Bath. Tie up below the basket. A hold against Fort Loramie. Will go the other way. Double bonus for Bath with 18.4 left in the fourth. And Fort Loramie's in real serious hot water right now.
Well, they have seen some things that I know that they know. I mean, it's obvious. And it's cost them a basketball game today.
And we've got a timeout called by Fort Loramie. It's a full. We'll be back in a minute. 18.4 to go. Redskins down four on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambout Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Lima Bath with a critical double bonus here, up four. Made shots this trip to the line, could just about seal it. And the free throw by Craddock, dead center.
She took an ill-advised three a couple of minutes ago, but she's made all three of her free throws here in the fourth quarter.
That one is no good. It's too long. It's a five-point lead for Lima Bath. Fort Laramie attacking, 16 seconds to go. Berger, forecourt right, twisting, turning into the lane. Offensive foul, Jessica Berger, as she bowls right into a Lima Bath defender who stood her ground. Ulmer absorbed the charge, and Lima Bath, with a five-point lead and 11.4 to go, gets a timeout. Yep, it looks like it's going to be a big win for Division II Lima Bath, 4-4 on the year in a game at Fort Laramie. Redskins, perhaps the favored team, at least by virtue of record coming into this contest, with a mark of 4-1, but simply not to be. Fort Laramie has not played well enough, Chuck.
They have not played well at all. Lima Bath shot lights out, shooting threes in the first three quarters, and now they've knocked down some free throws. And on the other end, this is one of the poorest offensive performances I've ever seen a Fort Laramie team have.
Not been sharp. The zone for Lima Bath has been rock solid all day long. Redskins have not been able to penetrate. No open looks on the perimeter. Fort Laramie's had a few shots down inside.
Well, when have you ever seen Jessica Berger miss four straight free throws in the fourth quarter? Doesn't happen.
Nope. Understand that Anna has a lead on Marion Local of four with a minute to go in a big game. Shelby County League versus the Midwest Athletic Conference in Maria Stein at Marion Local. That's another important game today in the area between those two leagues. Here's a long inbounds pass by Lima Bath, up five with eight to play. Intercepted by Fort Laramie. Thrown up ahead to Lupke. Her 16-footer hits the rim, no good. Tie up on the rebound with two to go, and that will do it. 42-37, Lima Bath leads. Fort Laramie collects the foul. 1.8 remaining. Lupke fired the shot. And head coach Carla Siegel and her staff and the Lady Redskins will go back to practice this week, Chuck, with plenty of things to work on.
Yeah, no doubt.
Free throw around and out by Lima Bath. Shot missed. Second one here. Excuse me. That one is up dead on. Bailey Dakin missed the first, connected on the second. It's a six-point game for Lima Bath. Here's a half-court shot by Fort Laramie. It is in and out, and that's the way the game ends. That shot right there symbolizes the afternoon for the Redskins. A 45-footer was on the money, rattled, and spun away. Wouldn't have made any difference anyway. Would have cut the final deficit from 6-3. A lid on it all afternoon long for Fort Laramie, which is beaten by Lima Bath, 43-37. The Wild Kittens shot lights out from three-point land early. Staved off the Redskins with good free throw shooting late. The defense from start to finish by Lima Bath was stellar, as Fort Laramie simply could not crack the Lima Bath zone. And Bath defeats Fort Laramie here today by 6 points at 43-37. So many thanks again to our sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. The household name and building, developing Timber Trail, south edge of Anna. Home construction to your specifications, Middendorf Builders. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, and these three Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom Jerry's. TomJerry's.com. Redskins lose by 6, 43-37. Lima Bath outplayed Fort Loramie here today, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, the flat out deserved to win the basketball game. If it hadn't been, I mean, Caitlin Lubke, who came off the bench and is our Clancy player of the game, it was the only reason that it probably was as close as it was. The only one in double figures for the Redskins today.
Wow. So Caitlin Lubke, a junior, substitutes today, hits the double-figure mark. She is our Clancy star of the game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Yep, sometimes in the game of basketball, Chuck, you live by the zone, you die by the zone. Last night we saw Piqua put together a fine zone defense for three quarters against Sydney. It essentially enabled Piqua to get a lead large enough that made it real difficult for Sydney to come from behind to win that game. Today, at Fort Loramie never got even against this Lima Bath team. The zone defense by Bath in this girls' contest today was splendid. Not solved by Fort Loramie all afternoon.
Add on, and they made 9 threes to go against 1 three-pointer for Loramie. Yeah, that's going to get you beat every time. 8 for 20 from the free throw line for the Redskins, too. The only thing that made it close was 23 turnovers by Lima Bath and only 7 for Loramie. Other than that, this might have been a 15-point game.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a game in which the winning team had 16 more floor mistakes, turnovers, than the losing club.
No, I don't think I have either. Rebounding was even. Everything else, free throws and just the fact that they really just struggled.
Yep, Lima Bath outpointed Fort Loramie at the free throw line. Bath made most of its shots at the stripe late to seal the deal. Again tonight we're on the air at 7:10 from Minster. Houston at Minster boys game on Scores broadcast later tonight. We understand that Anna held on and defeated Marion Local by 4 at Maria Stein in a game today between the Shelby County League Anna Rockets and the Midwest Athletic Conference Marion local Flyers. Our anchor underwriting sponsors today, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. Always a big thank you to Ken Barhorst and his staff at the Sydney Daily News. Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer for Chuck McBee, alongside Stax Keller, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Fort Loramie, where Lima Bath has beaten the Redskins 43-37.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.